Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. This past week and this week, we're looking at the love story of Terry Brim and Lynn Brim and the laws, the spiritual laws that went into effect that helped these two lonely people, divorced people, find each other. With Terry, he had to be taught that God's faith, God's blessings are determined not by your works, but by spiritual laws. And God visited him in the nighttime, August 18, 1999, and taught him how faith works by spiritual law. We offer that to you back in front, typed of a sheet of paper, just as he called me the next morning and told me what happened. And we typed it up. We want you to have that free. And then he exercised his faith the way God taught him to do. And at a Prayer Mountain meeting, 2001, 2 years later, out in October, he saw the most beautiful woman he had ever seen in his life. And you know, he knew, his heart was so struck, God was drawing him to that woman. He went over beside her, said something silly at the meeting. We'll come back to this by the end of the week. But that woman was Lynn Campa at that time. Lynn Marie, is that right? Lynn Marie Campa. And beautiful girl who shows her Italian heritage, black hair and dark skin and beautiful eyes. And I'm often out with her and the hairdresser someplace. And people will say to me, your daughter-in-law is the most beautiful person inside and out that I've ever seen. Well, Terry didn't know anything about her inside at that moment, but he was drawn to her. And he went over and made a silly statement. And we're going to get back to how that worked out. But Lynn is at Prayer Mountain meeting. This guy comes up to her while she is worshiping God out under the tent and says, if there was something silly like the guys and I have discussed it and you are the most beautiful woman here. If there were Miss Prayer Mountain contest is what he had said.
Yeah, that's what we
to the boys. She would win it.
Between Dan and I.
Yeah. So anyway, we're telling you now how Lynn got there to Prayer Mountain that day. She had come all the way from Minneapolis, Minnesota. She had come from Pastor Mac and Lynn Hammond's church, Living Word, had come to the prayer meeting. We'll get to the supernatural story of that very week and what happened, but now we're going back to when Lynn made her first marriage. In her first marriage, she married a man. She thought it was supernatural leading, but actually it was Satan. And you might want to get this. You can go online and listen to these. These are archived. And also, we'll send out a product on this later if you ask for it on CD. And Lynn had a marriage that was very bad. A lot of people out there have suffered terribly in marriages. And Lynn's was extreme suffering because she married this man. They first went to church, taught Sunday school. And she really did not have the background of a real strong, this is how you test the spirits. This is, any supernatural thing can happen from either realm. It can happen from the realm of darkness or the realm of light. It's up to you to test where it comes from. You can hear a voice from either realm. You test it. The Bible says in 1 John, brethren, believe not every spirit. Test the spirits whether or not they be of God. And then it tells us the test. You say to that spirit, do you confess Jesus Christ come in the flesh? And I can tell you right now, if they don't, they'll speak no more to you. And if it's the Lord, he'll answer you yes, and he'll say something. But anyway, she heard a voice and said, this is the man you're to marry. She married that man. And then he began to tell her, he began to be like some prophet of God. He began to prophesy things were going to come to pass. First, she was kind of bewitched by all of these things. And then he said, Lenny, I heard something about you. You're going to go on home to heaven. In other words, you're going to die. And he said, do you want to know the date? Did he tell you the date?
Mm-hmm.
October 31st. Now, that would have been
the
suspicious.
The last week in October.
The last week in October.
October 31st.
Possibly.
Took out a life insurance policy to plan and prepare.
You got a life insurance policy?
Yes, ma'am.
You started spending lots of time with your family. But you were frightened. Very frightened.
Yes.
And the fact that he'd pick Halloween ought to let you know that he was some kind of a vampire or something. But anyway, he told her that might be October 31st. And so he kept preparing her for this death. And then start again and tell us what was happening. What was going on?
Oh, well, this all goes back to, originally I did not want to be married, but God in his goodness worked me through the process so that I did want to be married. But he had
You didn't want to be married when you met Terry that day. And the reason why you probably didn't want to be married or had to work through a process is all the background. So here we're at the background. So you have an insurance policy and what's happening now?
But that day I actually was ready if it was the right.
Yeah.
But yes. So he's got the life insurance policy and the days are ticking away and he's continuing to tell me that he loves me, but he doesn't spend any time with me. And so the Lord is trying to get me out of a dangerous situation. Very well could have been, because after I did leave the house, there was some holes in the walls and different things happened, transpired. Mm-hmm. Some messages on the answering machine and other things. But the Lord was waking me up. He was giving me alarm bells and trying to get me out. And he successfully did that.
So he told you, get away.
Yes, my mother actually helped me and another woman by the name of Judy Getch, if I can say her name, just a dear, dear woman. Mm-hmm. And so I got out of that situation, but when I did go back to the house, he was living there, I was paying the payments, house payments, things like that. But when I went back there one weekend, he was not there. I could not find any of our wedding pictures, even though he's still professing to love me. I found his wedding ring. He had made all these brand new purchases that we really in the natural did not have the capital for. But of course, the life insurance would be kicking in shortly.
He was trying to kill you at the same time. Was he trying to poison you?
I think what would have happened is that he was deceived himself. And I think what really would have happened is that he probably would have heard a voice that would have said, do this if you love me. Mm-hmm. And he would have. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because he was deceived as well. Mm-hmm. It's, of course, too long. That'd be a whole nother story. But, but for our purposes here. Mm-hmm. But the part I really wanted to get to is that I know there's a lot of viewers that have undergone situations that are shattering. And they're broken. But God can lead you out of those broken situations and give you beauty for ashes.
Surely.
And during that time, he did some amazing things. Besides physically getting me out of that house, he step by step led me through situations. As I was still paying the house payment, I didn't have cash. Anonymously, someone happened to send me just the exact amount that I needed every month until I had gotten another degree so that I could actually pay for it. Mm-hmm. There came a day when I had to sell the house. He told me, I want you to cancel your plans. It was over Easter weekend. I had made plans to go out of town, visit some friends. He said, this is the weekend you're going to sell your house.
The Lord told you that.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Cancel your plans. But this is how we can have a personal relationship and how he loves us so much.
As you got out of this situation with this man.
Yes.
Then you got into God. You were very much depending on the Lord, and you could hear his voice then. And you knew it was the Lord.
Yes.
And he told you, he helped you sell your house. What else?
Yes. He sold it for me because I said, I don't know how to do this. Mm-hmm. But he sold it that weekend, and he just did amazing things. His presence was there. There were times when I was lonely and frightened, but his sweet presence would come and comfort me.
Where did you go?
Just in my house.
I mean, were you living in your own house or were you go to your mother's?
At one point, I had actually gone back to that house. So some of these take place there. Of course, at that time, he was gone.
Mm-hmm. He left.
Yes. And at other times, I was at my mother's house.
So did you file a divorce for him?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So.
Did it get pretty hairy?
You know, that's another thing that the Lord was so kind and gracious. Because at the proceedings there, when you're talking to the lawyers, God told me when I went back to the house one time, he said, because when I left the house, I didn't take anything at all with me. There was an opportunity when I had to go back to the house. When I went back to the house, I heard in my spirit God say, honey, get whatever you need because you won't be back in this house for a long time. One of the things I want you to take is it was a CD player. It was a brand new portable CD player. I said, well, Lord, I don't really want that. He said, well, take that. So I took it. And at the divorce proceedings, he would not sign a quit claim deed, but the one thing that he wanted was that CD player.
Mm-hmm. Wonder why.
So the Lord made provision for me every step of the way. And if you're in a fiery situation, God will do that for you.
So you gave him the CD player?
Yes, and mm-hmm. he signed the quit claim deed at the lawyer's.
Praise the Lord.
And yes.
Mm-hmm. So then you went on with your life. What did you do?
Yes. God was, of course, to me, God was everything. And so I spent
you're
as much
teacher
time.
At this time,
yes,
right?
I'm a school teacher in Minneapolis.
And you're a special education teacher, is that right?
No, first grade.
Okay.
First grade teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of praying, I felt God leading me to take a leave of absence from my position. And so I would ask God every year at the end of the school year, is this the year? And I would hear him say no. But finally, one year, I heard him say, yes, Lynn, this is the year. I want you to take a leave of absence. So at the end of that school year, I went in to my principal and told her that's what I was planning to do for the following year. That summer, so I was living on my savings. That summer, I was looking in the paper, and God had told me for a very short period of time not to get a job. But there, usually he doesn't say that, but mm-hmm. in everybody's unique situation.
Surely, you learn to follow God.
And there was a reason for it, because if I would have had a job at that time, I never would have been at the Prayer Mountain meeting. I would have been at my employer's working for my employer. I
Surely,
never would have
October,
left.
October, that's school year.
Yes. But I, at one point during the summer, I started looking in the paper and was looking for jobs. And I heard him internally say, do you want your plan for your life or do you want my plan?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, Lord, I want your plan. And he said, then shut that paper right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me also, after he had told me about the change in with my job, my teaching position to take that leave, he also said, I also want you to change churches. And so there was a church change. We'll probably pick that up
yes.
later.
And you were very happy where you were going to church.
Oh, yes.
Word of Faith Church.
Yes.
Good
Wonderful
worship.
Church.
And you'd gone there and you were happy, but the Lord said to change churches.
Yes, and I couldn't understand why.
And where did he tell you to go?
So happy. Well, he told me to change, and a colleague of mine said, there's a church, I think you really like it. There's a special meeting tonight. I decided to go. Guess who was the speaker?
Who?
Kenneth E. Hagin.
Oh, great.
And Hallelujah. It was back in Lynn's
and
church.
And it was Living Word Christian Center. Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to pick this up tomorrow. And this is so exciting. I want you to be with us, if you can, in April at an eschatology school where we're going to be looking into the book of Daniel. And also, if you can, go with me to Israel in June. These are exciting end time days. You can find out about these things at billybrim.org. That's billybrim.org. Or just phone us at 1-800-972-3447. Eschatology in June, in April, Israel in June. And this is Billy Brim, Terry and Lynn saying shalom until tomorrow when we get back to the good part.